Park City's first Planned Parenthood clinic opened more than 30 years ago in the basement of what is now the Colesport Park Avenue location. Now located just off of Bonanza Drive, Planned Parenthood has announced it's closing the clinic by posting a sign on the door that it'll be closed as of January 22nd. The clinic has been relocated to Heber City. Carrie Galloway, CEO of Planned Parenthood of Utah, tells KPCW it's expensive to do business in Park City, and they think by sharing a clinic in Heber, their client base at about 1,300 new patients between Summit and Wasatch counties every year will be better served.
It's been a long, arduous decision, to be honest with you. For a number of years, the board of directors of Planned Parenthood has had to approve a budget that was deficit for the Park City Clinic, and our other health centers needed to make up that deficit. And with the change in the healthcare system, with sequester in Washington, with a number of business pressures on Planned Parenthood, we had to seriously look at the mission of serving the people in the Wasatch and Summit counties. And we have been able to secure a much more economically feasible way to provide services in the Heber Valley.
Park City prices are just more expensive. At the Heber Clinic, she says, they'll be able to share the space, cutting their costs even more. The local community, she says, has always been very supportive of Planned Parenthood, but while Summit County residents have the People's Health Clinic to fall back on, Wasatch County residents don't.
The community throughout Utah is exceedingly generous in supporting the mission of Planned Parenthood, and we have also worked with other friends and colleagues in Park City. But, you know, the name Planned Parenthood comes with some baggage, and we all have our own unique missions, and I would never compromise anyone else's mission for Planned Parenthood. But we are very proud of what we do, and we are very clear that the services are needed for a portion of the community. And so we will continue to provide that care.
The average clients for Planned Parenthood are women in their early 20s earning less than $12,000 a year. Galloway says they come to the clinic for basic reproductive health care. Even with education, she says, there are still a number of sexually transmitted diseases happening, and the number of teen pregnancies really hasn't changed much over the years. Even so, she says Planned Parenthood is making an impact.
The reality is, for our clientele, it changes. And if young people are not given good, solid, comprehensive sex education, which we're not known for in this state, that's a whole new group of people who need information, education, and services to keep them healthy and safe. It's not the same people we're talking to year after year. They're new people coming into the world, the sexually active world.
Even though it may be difficult for some of their clients to now get to the Heber offices since they may not have a car, she says by moving the clinic to Heber, they will be able to have longer office hours than they could afford to in Park City.
It's been a hard one for me because I'm the one who has said to the board every year, we need to subsidize the Park City Clinic. We need to keep it open. And part of me, it may be rationalization, it's still going to be open in the two counties, just relocated, and we will have a better business model in serving people.
That's Carrie Galloway, CEO of Planned Parenthood. The Heber City Clinic is open and located at 728 West, 100 South, Suite 1. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.